Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape, and this is our national conference call on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. We're glad to have all the ones that have already beeped in this evening, and there'll be more perhaps coming on. And I want to remind you all that normally, if you have any background noise, we ask that you do a star six, which will mute you out, and then you can come back in if you need to say something. But tonight, I'm going to ask you, if you don't have any background noise, just stay on the line, and we will have sort of an open mic, but I want to go over a few things here. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about the plan and the motivation that causes people to be interested in this type of a plan. Whenever that we have our calls, we have national calls just about every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I've been spending a great deal of time on the different maladies that people have and the things that cause problems for people, which is diabetes, heart disease, and cancer mostly. And, of course, I spend a lot of time on the research that has been done on the muscadine grape, which is our flagship product. And the muscadine grape grows most prolifically in the region of the sort of the crescent of the southeastern United States, which is North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and down into Georgia. Right now, the muscadines are getting ripe. They started picking last Thursday at the vineyard. The vineyard that we get our supplies from is right in the center of North Carolina, in the eastern part of the state. And the vineyard has almost 100 acres. It's a very beautiful vineyard. And I was talking with one of the people out in Oregon this morning, and I was telling him about the chemist that we have at the vineyard and what a great job that he does in lecturing to other vineyards and working the products that we produce, as well as the keen sense and the passion that he has of getting it right and doing the product up in such a way that we keep the enzymes alive. And this actually helps a lot of things that we don't normally think about. And, of course, we were talking about celiac disease and people that have a problem with gluten, and this is a big issue in the nation today. And I was telling him that I've got a doctor friend in Greensboro, North Carolina, and he said that he has a little different take on the gluten problem. Most people think that maybe it's a problem with the bread, but he says that, you know, back in Egypt, whenever that Joseph was there and they stored the corn in these huge stone silos, and they had a drying process where it was, you know, taken very well care of, and it lasted for many years. The processes that we use in America to store our grain are these huge elevators out in the Midwest, and a lot of times your grain doesn't get to your table for a long, long time. And when it's stored in those elevators and it's not properly aerated, this doctor friend believes that there are a lot of more bacteria, more like mold or fermentation, that takes place. And he believes that this is actually the problem with gluten, instead of it being some genetic problem or something problem with the gluten itself. Very interesting concept and a very thoughtful one, similar to what we look at with the muscadine grape. We find that the research shows that it's one of the best things that you can do for your health, whether you have a health problem or whether you're already healthy. And we want to tell people that we really especially want people who are healthy to take the product, because we want them to stay healthy. And although we make no claims, we always use our disclaimer that we don't make any statements or any guarantees that this product will diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, because the FDA is always scrutinizing things like that. And we, too, want to be proactive. We want to work with that in mind, that we don't want to slander anything, and we don't want to make any false claims. We like to print or talk about the research that's already published by a lot of universities and a lot of prestigious health centers and everything across the country, and let people make up their own mind about the products and what they're doing for people. And I was just listening to a testimony, and Mr. Nelson, you haven't heard it. I want to hear yours as well, but I have a fellow on from Virginia. It's my brother. Edward, if you're still on, would you tell about your wife's eye situation?
Okay. My wife went off to the doctor today to check on her eyes, and the doctor was shocked that her eyesight was better. He just astounded at the fact that she was seeing so much better out of her eye. Last time he was talking about having cataract surgery, and this time he says that she's seeing better out of her eye, and it really surprised him. So now he's not even talking about it. And all she done was increase from 2 grapeseed a day to 4.
So she's increased the amount that she takes each day for, what, a few months?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has greatly improved her eyesight. A wonderful situation. Mr. Nelson, I wanted to get you to tell a little bit more about the things that you're doing down there. You're doing a lot of walking now, and I understand you haven't been doing that quite as long.
Well, good evening. Yes. I had a bout this year in 2013. It started around about the end of February, coming into March. I went to see my primary physician, and they took stats on me and everything. They did a PSA count. He called me up about a week later, and he indicated that the PSA had run up to 386.9, and he said that it looked like it was cancer to him. However, he sent me to a urologist. I saw that urologist, and they did a biopsy on the 4th of April of this year. I got the results on the 11th of April. And the urologist indicated that it was the most egregious cancer he'd ever seen. He said the cancer had spread to the bone marrow. And that's the news that I left there that day. And he said that they were going to give me hormone treatments. If it didn't work, they'd give me a year and a half to live. And so I went home, and my brother drove me. And coming home, I just thought to myself, I said, well, I know another doctor, and his name is Dr. Jesus. That's what I said in my mind. But when I got home, I called a good friend of mine that lives out in Lewistown, Montana. His name is Jim Donovan. And I told him about my condition, of what I had learned about the high PSA count. And he indicated to me, he said, there are several things I could recommend. He said, but the one thing that I would most recommend would be Amazing Grape. I said, well, what is Amazing Grape? He said, well, I'll send you the website. He did. I looked at the website. I said, well, what do I have to lose? I ordered the product. I called him up. I said, Jim, I got the product. I'm taking 2 a day according to the directions on the bottle. Jim said, no, you need to bump it up to about 14 a day because that cancer was spreading in the body. So I ordered 7 more bottles in April and started taking 14 capsules per day for 3 weeks in April and then the first week of May. Going back from a monthly hormone shot and bone treatment shots, on the 9th of May, they did another PSA count, and that count registered 0.89. It had plummeted from 386.9 down to 0.9 by the 9th of May. My primary physician was amazed at it. He said he'd been practicing over 20 years, and he has never seen a PSA plummet that rapidly. And he told me, he said, I don't understand. And so by the second week of March, I was starting to gain some strength because I was so weak I couldn't even walk. I'd have to climb the steps and hold on to the handrail because my balance was just so off. I passed out 2 times, and I was scared that I could ever walk again. I didn't think I'd ever be able to drive again. But the Spirit led me to walk around the block about the middle of May. Did it again, and I've been walking ever since. I'm walking 7 miles a day right now in the morning. I don't have any problem with balance. Most of my strength has returned to my body. My weight has returned. I lost over 20 pounds during that ordeal. But I count it all to the goodness of God leading me to this amazing muscadine grape.
Well, that in itself is amazing, and I can totally agree with you that this is nothing that we have done. The Lord put this stuff here, and quite often people come and ask me if I'm a doctor because I do so much with health stuff, and I tell them, no, I'm not a doctor. Thank the Lord. I can actually help people. And when we have a product like this and we know that it's produced by the Lord, and I go back to the first chapter of Genesis in the Bible, and it says that the Lord told Adam, he said, I have given you every herb bearing seed. To you it shall be for meat, or as we would say, food, because that's what back then when you sat down to the table to eat, you sat down to meat, whether there was any meat on the table or not. And so he told this in the very beginning of the Bible, and I ask the question sometimes, why did it take us 6,000 years to realize that he had the stuff here for us? And so that is an amazing testimony, and we hope you continue to have good results with it. And, of course, you took a little larger dose, actually, than what I had been telling people. I tell some people sometimes if they have a special problem to take, 8 or 10 capsules a day for 2 or 3 weeks and then cut down to a maintenance dosage, because I'm not a pill pusher. I don't want people to take more than it takes to do the problem. But if you have a problem like that, and if you did like what you did, I think it makes a huge difference. And we thank the Lord for that, first of all, and appreciate your testimony of what it's done for you. I have another young lady on the phone this evening, and I'd like to hear from her. Linda, you still on the phone? How about tell us about your congestive heart failure? Are you still on?
Yeah, I had to just unmute. I had got in a real rundown condition, and my legs swole real bad, and I had chest pains. And I went to Roanoke to the heart specialist, and they run me through all kind of tests and everything, and they diagnosed me with congestive heart failure. And so I was taking 4 pills a day, and my legs still kept swelling, and they done sonograms on my leg and looking for blood clots, and they couldn't find no blood clots, and they couldn't figure out why that my legs swole like that. So I continued to work a part-time job, and I was just about ready to give my notice, because by the end of the day, my leg was swelling so bad, I was limping so bad, and having the chest pains real bad, till some days I didn't know whether I needed to go to the emergency room or what. So my granddaughter got married, and which everybody knows, Paul is a minister, and he performed the marriage for my granddaughter and her husband, and I went to wedding rehearsal that night, and I was limping real bad, and he hadn't seen me for over a year, and he was asking what in the world was I limping so, and I told him about my leg and my chest pains, and he said, I can fix that. So he got out a bottle of the grape seed, and he wanted me to take 4 a day. So I guess about 6 weeks later, my leg quit swelling, and I quit having chest pains, and that's been way over a year and a half. And I'm still working at Walmart, raising a garden and mowing yards and on the go all the time. So
and you don't have any swelling now in your leg?
No, and no chest pains.
That's another amazing thing.
Yeah. It is amazing.
This grape is amazing. And as I told you all, they are getting ripe right now, and it's really great to go down to the vineyard and actually pull them off the vine. They do grow all the way up into Virginia. They grow all the way down into Alabama. But they're mostly in North Carolina and South Carolina and Georgia and up in the edge of Virginia, the Piedmont of Virginia. And they're getting ripe right now, and they're wonderful. They taste great. They have a much sweeter taste a lot of times than other grapes. They don't grow in big clusters like other grapes. But they are a tremendous grape for you to enjoy, but you can only enjoy them fresh for about a month now, from the last of August into the end of September. And so what we've done with Amazing Grape is we just dry them very slowly to keep the enzymes alive, and then we grind them up and put them in a capsule so that you can take them year-round. And when you think about testimonies like these and what it's doing for people, I hear many of these kind of things all day, every day, because people are calling me here at the home office, and they ask questions about, you know, what they should take or what symptoms and everything. And I tell them that that's great, and I hear wonderful testimonies about diabetes and cancer and heart disease and all these kind of things. But I also tell people that I want people that are now healthy to stay healthy, to get healthy and stay healthy with a wonderful product. And one little thing that I have stated about the product is, wouldn't it be really great? You know, there's lots of companies out there that has a lot of different kinds of products. And I visited a meeting with one of my friends out of respect, the network marketer, and he had a company he wanted me to look at. I went over to visit with him just out of respect this weekend, and they have a number of products. And, you know, if you purchase all those products, you could be spending a couple, $300 a month just on products. Well, I look at the grape seed, and I look at the what the doctors and researchers have told us, that it's backed by hundreds of research papers, mostly that they've been done since 2003, and the muscadine has probably close to 1,000 phenolic compounds. That's vital nutrients, phenolic compounds, antioxidants, bioflavonoids, different types of mineral acids and acids and things that the body needs. One is called ellagic acid that is known, I usually found it in a red raspberry. That's a great cancer fighter. And all these things that are in the grape. And so I tell people, if you grind it up real fine like that, put it in a capsule so you can take it year-round, that might be the most economical way to nourish your body and to give your body the building blocks it needs so that it can stay healthy. And so I made a little slogan, a little statement on it. Wouldn't it be great to build your immune system, help reduce cholesterol, help balance your blood sugar levels, provide antioxidant protection against free radicals, slow down aging, and fight against cancer, all with only one product? That would just be really, really great. And so I think that this actually has some characteristics that would lend toward every one of those things. So I tell people it's not a cure-all, but it is the most versatile herb in helping with more areas than anything I've ever worked with. And I've been in the herb business now for 35 years. Well, had a little survey at this meeting, so I thought I'd share it with you folks. It's a little survey, and it says, on a scale of 1 to 10, and you all can jot this down if you have a pencil and you want to think about it. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it to you to bring additional $500 to $1,000 a month into your household? Number 2, would you agree that the best way to communicate information about products and life-changing opportunities to mass market is through the Internet? Yes or no? Number 3, do you have good work ethics and are you coachable? Yes or no? And number 4, are you a self-motivated individual? Yes or no? Number 5, do you have a problem sharing new ideas and concepts with individuals you know or individuals you don't know? Yes or no? And another question is, number 6, do you find your personal 401k is slowly turning into a 101K, yes or no? And then number 7, would you agree that life is too short to worry about where your next paycheck is coming from, yes or no? And in their little survey, they said if you answered yes to 4, or at least 4, of the 7 questions, then you should really pay attention to the presentation on network marketing. Network marketing has been around for a long time. I've picked up a lot of different networking books over the years. I've read a lot after different people who were network marketers. And back in the early 90s, network marketing had been here already for about 60 years. It's actually, I remember when I was a little fella at church, we had a friend of our family at church when I was just a very small child, and they were in a big company called Amway. They had started selling things with Amway Corporation, and they were starting into network marketing. It was very new. In fact, in the late 40s, it is said that in America that the Congress had just about outlawed franchises. They were so afraid that they were a scam that the Congress was about to outlaw franchises. Well, franchises are businesses like McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and all kinds of things like that. And we have franchises of every kind of thing you can think of today, and they are one of the most successful ways to make a huge income. But usually to buy a franchise, it's going to cost you from $200 to $250 to maybe $1 million to get a franchise with one of these major companies. And then you're going to have to spend maybe $500,000, $1 million setting up your business, getting everything going, and hiring your people and doing all the things that you need to do. So the concept come about of network marketing, which each person was actually sort of like a small franchise, but yet they didn't put out a big outlay of money in order to get into the business or to get going with it. And so one of these motivational books I have on network marketing has a couple of stories I want to share with y'all very quickly and then give you a little indication of where we're going with the concepts and with the things here at Amazing Grape. One fellow it tells about is a man by the name of Charlie Marsh. Now, Elwood, my brother that's on the call with us tonight, has actually met Charlie back years ago when he was in Amway and had his picture took with him. But Charlie, it says here, in the early 1960s, Charlie Marsh was earning $72 a week as a policeman in Rome, New York. His first introduction to network marketing was through, of all things, an aerosol shoe spray. Charlie became so enthused about the product that he put a shine on the shoes of nearly every municipal worker in town. When he wrote the company to order 12 cases of the stuff, they told Charlie he had to be sponsored into the business to place an order that large. The rest, as they say, is history, but it sounds more like fiction. Today, Charlie is one of the most, and this was back in the early 90s when this was wrote, today, Charlie is one of the most successful distributors in the entire history of network marketing. He earns more in 1 year than most Fortune 500 CEOs. He and his wife, Elsie, enjoy a seaside estate in Palm Beach, Florida. In addition to an impressive summer home formerly owned by TV personality Gary Moore, they travel to weekly meetings in a custom-built $300,000 RV and fly the world first class. Charlie Marsh is a legend in the industry. You have to face the reality that you're going nowhere before you can change the future, Charlie once said. I left the police force on the day I received a $305 check for my job and a $2,000 commission check for my part-time networking. My dad said, Charlie, you're stupid to quit your job. I said, I can read. Today, Charlie works when he wants, with whom he wants, where he wants. He has a job with a perfect boss, himself, and all the freedom in the world because of networking. He gets paid what he's worth. Instead of what the job is worth, he's worth literally millions each and every year. If Charlie had listened to his dad, he'd still be in Rome, New York, driving around town in a police cruiser, making $72 a week, instead of riding around Palm Beach in a limousine. We should all be so stupid. Now, that, you know, really begs the point of what network marketing can do for people. And it doesn't mean that you are going to get rich or that everybody's going to get rich right quick. And it's certainly not a get-rich-quick scheme. The people that have succeeded very well in network marketing are those people who have worked network marketing. I have listened to dozens upon dozens upon dozens of Amway tapes, and I wasn't in Amway, but one time I got in it for about a month, but I wasn't in Amway, but I appreciated and respected the fact that the Amway Corporation was like a pioneer. They paved the way for the rest of us in direct sales because they had a lot of lawsuits against them. And they spent millions of dollars defending themselves with those lawsuits, and they come out on top most all of the time. They lost some of the cases, but they molded and brought about a better direct selling association that is now nationwide, and direct selling is one of the best ways in which to spread a product across the country. And I believe Mr. Nelson just said when he had this problem, he talked to his good friend in Montana. Well, his good friend in Montana also knew people in other parts of the country, and now they have spread all over the place. Mr. Nelson's friends is down in Florida. The people in Montana have contacted the people in Oregon. They've got people in Washington State, down in California, over in Colorado, and they've got friends all the way over toward the East Coast. And now it's spreading from coast to coast. And I was looking at my map out here on the wall next to my shipping room, and we have now in the eastern part of the United States, and I haven't counted all the ones in the western half yet, but in the eastern half of the United States, we only have three states that we don't have a large number of Amazing Grape distributors. And before very long, those will have as well. And that's what network marketing does. It spreads the word. And once the word is spread all over the country, then you can see how that the networking program can begin to grow and grow into an income for people. The first goal that we have in Amazing Grape is a very simple one, and that is getting four people who will do the same thing that you do, that will just get one unit of the product each month. Now, that's not a huge outlay of money. I've talked to people and I listen to other programs where they want you to come in at $200, $400, $600, $1,000 to get into the program. And then they charge you each month for a website, and they charge you hosting on that website. They charge you for any tools that they have to help you build your business. And so it becomes actually hard to keep up with it. And then most networking companies want you to have anywhere from a $75 to a $200 ship each week. And they want you to be in on that auto ship each week. Well, with Amazing Grape, we have one requirement as far as running your business, and that is to come into the business for free and agree to be on autoship for one unit of product each month. Now, one unit right now is our flagship product. The Amazing Grape product is the only product that we're promoting right now. It is the 60 capsules in a bottle of the Amazing Muscadine skin and seed product, and the price of it is only $33. So you come in and you buy one unit of product as a customer of the person who brought you into the business, and you agree to be on autoship, which won't hit until next month. And that way, if you're not satisfied with the product, just call and cancel, and you never have to worry about an autoship. You've got 30 days in most cases to pay for your first autoship. And so when you come in and sign up and agree to autoship, we give you a free replicated website that has all the information about ordering and everything on it. You can share it with your friends. And we maintain that website and the hosting. It costs us money to maintain it, but we give it to you free each month. And with that website, you can talk to your friends and people and tell them some of your stories, just like you've heard tonight. And if you get four more people who like the product, who, you know, have some issues, or maybe they want to be healthy, and so they get on the product the same way, just one bottle a month at $33, then those people will make enough commission for you to where that you can more than pay for your product, and that way you never have to worry about paying for your product anymore. And then as it grows, as those people tell their friends about it, it just begins to grow into a network marketing income by referring to marketing. And when we say referral marketing, that's the simplest way for you to build a business is through referrals, through talking to other people, through sharing your experiences with them. And you're not pressing them. You're not pressuring anybody. You're not causing any big sales thing. You're just sharing with them what has happened for you. And as that grows, it can continue to grow, and the possibility is there for it to grow into a very nice income over a period of time. We have a lot of people who are very excited about the marketing plan. We have a lot of big networkers who have told us recently that they've really studied this plan, and they found that it's actually a brilliant plan. We also offer distributors. Now, if you come in as a customer and you want to purchase a product, you're under no obligation to ever purchase anything again, and we ship it free right to your door. Anywhere in the United States, we ship it right to you free. The shipping is free. All you have to pay is the $33, and if, of course, there's any taxes in your state, we're right now just charging tax in North Carolina, but we will eventually get to charging tax in the other states according to the new laws and everything with the Internet. But if you sign up as a distributor, as soon as that first unit of product processes and you purchase your $33 product, then you can go right back into your free replicated website. You can go into the catalog, and you can click on the little bottle of product, and as soon as that one processes, you can go back in and purchase additional product for half price. This is unheard of. You can come in and buy it for half price, and it doesn't make any difference whether you just want to purchase one extra unit or whether you want to order four extra units or whether you want to order a dozen or whatever. Some people even order 10, 20, 30 units. They can get it for half price. And guess what? It's all shipped to you free. The free shipping even applies to a half price order, so you don't even have to pay the shipping on it. Now, as this grows into an income, it pays your upline, your first upline. Anytime you purchase extra product, it pays your upline 10% of that order. And your second upline, it gives them 5% of the order. And then it pays you downline seven levels deep. And it has a 60% payout. And it pays you on everybody that purchases product in your downline. And the only qualification is that you just be on AutoShip for one unit of product a month. You don't have to buy an extra $120 a month in order to get paid five levels deep and then another $150 to get paid eight levels deep or stuff like you hear in other companies. And we put the larger numbers on the top of the company. Network marketing upside down, and so you get 28% on your first level people. The four people that are on the top of your matrix, you get 28% on them. The second level, 12%. The third level, 8%, and then four levels of 3% each. And this can grow into a very nice income. And as we introduce more products, even the matrix income will be greatly enhanced for you because it will grow bigger and bigger. And so we believe that this is a fair plan. We believe it is a balanced plan. We believe that it's simple, which is what my doctor friend, I've got a doctor friend who was a diabetic researcher for over 40 years and is still doing that. And he has actually reversed diabetes in some of his cases with muscadine. And he said that he wanted a simple program. He wanted us to set it up as a network marketing program, and he wanted a simple program. Well, we made it about as simple as we could get it. You purchase a unit of product, you agree to be on AutoShip, and you can come back and purchase it for half price, go out and sell it for full price, and you can double your money on any extra product, and it grows into a matrix income that you are paid on everybody in your downline seven levels deep. Everybody that purchases product, you're paid on them. You don't have to have any qualifications as far as volume. You don't have to say, well, my group has got $4,000 in volume, so I'm qualified, or I have to step up to $12,000 in volume to get something else from the company. One unit of product a month is all you have to purchase, and you're qualified to get all the commissions that are available to you in the entire company. We feel like that Charlie Marshall. Because there's another fellow that was a great motivator, and his name is Zig Ziglar. I know most all of you have heard of Zig Ziglar and heard him talk. Well, Zig said, friends, I want, he was from Yazoo City, Mississippi, in case y'all don't remember. And he had a southern drawl to him, and he spoke to the people, and he said, friends, I want to tell you something that is profound. Network marketing is a business where that ordinary people extraordinary things. And so we believe that to be very true. We can take network marketing and give people an opportunity who don't have the money to go into a big business, or they don't have the money to go set up a storefront. They can take a simple product and with, you know, no cost to get involved in it, and they just purchase one unit of product. They can go out and start telling people about it, and they can build a business, especially with the testimonies and the excitement we're getting from the company level right on down. And we believe that the average person in America can do extraordinary things with network marketing and with the Amazing Great product. And so we appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. I've just got started. There's so many things I'd like to share with you, and I especially appreciate everybody that have given testimonies tonight, telling about what the product does for you. Share that with your friends and with others. And tell more of your people to get back on the call next Monday night. Bring some of their friends, anybody that's a new person that you'd like to introduce to the company, bring them in on the conference call and let them see what is going on with Amazing Grape. And we hope that they will want to also join us and share it with their friends. I know I've run over the time tonight, but I do appreciate so much everybody being on. And so until next Monday night, I'm going to bid everybody a good evening and hope you have a wonderful time this week sharing Amazing Grape with your friends. Thank you so much and good night.
Good night.